Wednesday, May 11th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we've covered on Today in Perspective twice now the leaked opinion from Samuel Alito, which could potentially overturn the Roe v. Wade decision of 1973. Harry, in those programs, you have mentioned that there's going to be pressure on these justices. There is going to be an outcrying from those who are pro-abortion. And we have begun to see that. This past weekend, we've seen protesters enter into Catholic churches. We saw a Wisconsin pro-life center vandalized, a Molotov cocktail was thrown into that center, and we've also seen corporations begin to increase policies and rhetoric that would support abortion.
When we first started covering this highly significant story, we observed that if this majority opinion that's been leaked, which, by the way, let's affirm again, in case we have listeners that haven't been with us, that this isn't just a strategic leak of an upcoming vote or a strategic leak of where the Supreme Court justices stand on this issue prior to the actual decision being recorded and announced. This is a criminal breach of legislatively protected protocol of the Supreme Court. That's why the U.S. Marshals and the FBI have both been called in to investigate, and this could have serious consequences for the individual that made the leak. Now, why would you do that? We begin to look at some of the reasons why. We noted one reason. That reason was politics. President Biden, almost true to form, almost on cue, his first response was electioneering. Whip up the base. You've got to give us a majority so that we can codify Roe v. Wade and abortion into federal law. Now, Tom, what we didn't say was, well, if that legislation is passed, it will be appealed to the Supreme Court, who has now ruled that there is no constitutional basis for abortion. But, Tom, I believe it was more nefarious than that. One of the things that I was deeply concerned about was, first of all, that President Biden's first response was electioneering. His first response should have been condemning the leak and the breach and the criminal act out of concern to protect the viability of this, a co-equal branch of the government, the judiciary, which is just as important of the concerns that were raised after the election concerning the executive branch and the protest at Capitol Hill. Tom, it's being borne out as there are news reports of protests that have now gone into Roman Catholic churches. I know we were on a heightened security alert and worship this last Lord's Day. There are now demonstrations at the homes of various federal judges and certainly the targeting of the Supreme Court justices, which again is a violation of federal law. And number three is the president's second strategic move in his second public response is now to promote legislation and put pressure on legislators to codify Roe v. Wade, pushing legislation that would undo the opinion by creating a law affirming Roe v. Wade.
Up in Wisconsin, there was a pro-life center that was vandalized. A Molotov cocktail was thrown in.
What we're seeing is some of the anticipated consequences to the decision to leak this majority opinion, the consequence of the physical safety of the justices. We see the present protests coming against federal judges and the justices. We see the violence against the crisis pregnancy centers. And thankfully, Tom, in response to the news story on the vandalism against the crisis pregnancy center in Wisconsin, the president, now post-violence, has said that Americans are free to protest but must not resort to vandalism and violence. Although, Tom, not to be a Monday morning quarterback on this, but it would have been more appropriate to warn against such responses proactively instead of just reactively. Let me just say I'm grateful that President Biden has condemned the vandalism. But Tom, there's one other thing you need to see here. This culture of insanity, absurdity, lethality, and immorality is rooted in profitability. There are industries of these sins that are big business. It's interesting that this leak has now initiated a response from certain elements of corporate America and quote-unquote big business, not the least of which is one of the biggest corporations in America now, and that's Amazon, which has declared that they will invest money in any employee covering travel expenses for the purpose of having an abortion. Also, other corporations such as Citicorp and Yelp, I'm sure there are more to come. In other words, in the name of medical coverage, they're going to cover the expenses of putting the preborn child to death. That's not only a big business weighing in on the culture of death, it is also a big business weighing in on what's more profitable for them. They can save a lot of money on their medical coverage by underwriting the death of the baby than underwriting the medical coverage for the birth of the baby and also the parental leave that takes place. If one wanted to be cynical, you could see that as simply one more bottom line. It's a lot cheaper for us to cover the homicidal end of the child's life in the womb than it is to underwrite the birth of the child and the care of the child by the parent in light of just a pure business decision. So Tom, let's back up. Where do we need to be from a Christian world in life view? Well, number one, we need to be grateful and thank the Lord for some sense of sanity returning in terms of a culture of life. Remember, no law is being changed and no law is being enacted. What has happened is an opinion of the Supreme Court called Roe v. Wade is being displayed as unconstitutional. The Supreme Court doesn't pass laws, so no law is being overturned. What is being overturned is an opinion that gave legal cover to the culture of death for the last 50 years, and 60-plus million children have lost their lives in America because of that opinion. So we need to be thankful for a return to the rule of law and the sanity of eradicating a judicial opinion that was not constitutional, it was political and cultural, in an attempt to establish abortion as a foundational element of the culture of death. So we need to be thankful for that. But secondly, we need to stand for the sanctity of life, not only in the womb, but out of the womb, not only for birth, but also for life. What does it mean for us not simply to say you shall not murder, but you shall commit life? What does it mean to commit life? That begins with our resolve and reliance upon the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel of life so that people can come to Christ for everlasting life. And then when you have the blessed hope of eternal life, now you can live life even in a broken world in such a way that we establish those things that bring blessing into the culture. What are those things? Well, the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of family, the sanctity of parenting, the sanctity of life lived at every single stage, the sanctity of hope. All of those things become precious in the lives of God's people as we proclaim the truth. Living the Christian life is not proclaiming the gospel, but it is displaying the power of the gospel so that we now have a platform to proclaim the good news that Jesus saves and Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Let's rejoice in the anticipation of this judicial opinion that has been the shroud of death in our culture and the opportunity to affirm life publicly. But then let's engage in life by declaring the preeminence of Christ at every season of life because our hope is everlasting life.
The Apostle Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It is essential that we have a proper understanding of spiritual warfare. If the believer embraces the Bible as God's word, then we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare and we must get prepared for battle. Harry Reader's 15 CD album on spiritual warfare is available for you by going to briarwood.org/spiritual warfare. Well, thanks for being with us today. Do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.